Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp.
Tamara Judge.
You know, it's only taken us a couple years, but our timing has gotten pretty on point.
I know. Me saying, Tamara Judge. I always think, should I go, Tamara Judge or Tamara Judge? And me, Tamara Judge. Like, I just don't never know how I fit my name in there. I think next episode, I should start off saying, welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with Tamara Judge and
Teddy Mellencamp.
Yeah.
You know what? I think
you like it the way it
you
is.
You know what? I like being
first. Yeah, I know.
Thank you so much.
We all know.
We don't have any time for small talk because we heard some heartbreaking news today.
We're in mourning right now.
And I just feel like we need to start the pot talking about it.
That's why I'm wearing black.
Me too.
Well, turn one way.
Yeah, it depends.
You're wearing black on this side.
I'm black on one side.
Cruella DeVille.
I'm channeling my inner Cruella DeVille, which at this point, that's how I feel Heather has become. Because she has robbed us of our joy of Monica.
I know. God, really?
So this is a Variety article, which it's not like one of our usual sources. So it's a pretty legit one.
It's a legit.
Andy Cohen, as well as Lisa Shannon, the senior vice president at Shed Media, which produces The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. She also does Girls Trip, etc.
I know who she is.
I know, but I don't know that everyone listening does.
I know
fuckhead.
Who she is. I did Ultimate Girls Trip. I know who she is. But they produce New York. Shed Media used to, I think they still do, New York and then Salt Lake City and then Ultimate Girls Trip.
The next thing is, I think that if Monica had come out and was able to sway even one of the women back on her side, then it might be a different conversation right now. But she didn't do that. The women need a cooling off period, and I think it's just too soon for her to return. Gordon says in a breakdown of the events of the finale and part three of the reunion, they've articulated it's too soon to re-enter a friendship. Shannon agrees. We're starting to film relatively soon, and I think that everyone needs a minute, she says. The door isn't entirely closed to Garcia, though. Gordon says, never say never, while Shannon adds, you never know.
Okay, let's just break this down.
Okay.
Because when somebody gets fired, especially a one-season cast member, they do not do interviews like this. They do not talk about the firing. And this only leads me to believe that she's coming back. And Andy also said on Watch What Happens Live, something, I can't remember his exact words, but basically she's on pause.
I feel like she is on pause. I also feel like I wouldn't be shocked if we see her on a different reality show in the meantime. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden
she's on Traitors.
Monica's on Traitors
or
Girls Trip or one of those things, because I you know what? I think she's great television. I do think
she's
there
good.
Was a lot of things that
the fans are pissed. The fans are pissed off. They're not happy.
And you know what?
The ratings have never been better.
But I do think
doubled. I think
people are messaging me. We don't believe you and Tamara that you would ever film with somebody like Monica after what happened. And I'm like, okay, I just want to say one thing. What is worse, to be punched in the face by somebody?
Right.
Hide it from the rest of your cast.
Right.
And then blame production versus somebody who did a fan account trolling somebody who scammed the elderly.
Right. No, I agree. I 100% agree.
And
I
at just least don't. She showed the rest of her life. Like, granted, it was sad, some of it, but seeing the dynamic with her mom, her kids, she was the only one that could show up without glam 365 days a year.
Can we mentor her?
Let's put her under our wing.
I think that we should. I think that we should get on a phone call with her, or maybe we should just have her on the pod. Because guess what? She wants to come on the podcast.
I heard a little birdie told us this is, you know, this is why we have such great producers. But one of our producers is sorority sister. Of course, go Sigma Chi Beta Phi.
Beta Phi. Yeah, I went to the same one. I was a sister wife. Is that what it is?
Go.
Oh, no, that's different.
Sister. Go all sororities. Yes.
Yay.
No one ever let me into one.
Let me flip my skirt up.
Let me wear beads and show my tits.
Yes.
But yeah, she.
We're just jealous because we didn't go to college.
We're just jealous because nobody invited us to be in any
sorority.
Wait,
did you go to college?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
So nobody.
I mean, I didn't mean that to offend you, but I just didn't really think so.
I mean, maybe I went to med school.
I went to the School of Hard Knocks.
Listen.
Knocked up, that is. Stand-up comic.
Oh my gosh. Well, we'll have to see in a couple days when we go to the live show if you're ready for stand-up comicness.
Okay.
Is that a word?
No, but I get it. I'm blonde.
Yeah, I'm not blonde naturally,
blonde.
But.
Well, that's all right.
Either way, we're going to dig into it, especially because we have Angie K meeting us in San Francisco where we'll be doing
wait.
The live show. And I do think this, I know that on Watch What Happens Live, it said that they think Whitney will be the first to turn and come around to Monica. I feel like with our influence.
Angie.
We can break Angie.
Yes.
On getting her to
they
forgive
her.
They
want good ratings, don't they? Right?
And she made Angie seem so together. And like, it really showed Angie's strong points.
Yes. She brought out the best in Angie.
She brought out the best.
I mean, she had to go after her husband, but that's okay.
It's fine. But
no,
Angie was like,
okay,
I'm good with dealing with children, all of that.
Yeah.
It was good. Angie had some
great
moments.
I want to believe that Monica has learned her lesson, that she can't go that low. You can't go after businesses and husbands and things like that. She's so funny. She's witty, but you know, maybe we can just help
some
her.
Of her reads. This is the problem. I think when she was filming Salt Lake, her reads were natural and they were happening authentically throughout. I feel like she prepped for the reunion.
Could you imagine how nervous she was at the reunion?
I know, but she prepped. And so then it came off a little cringy. And I know how that goes.
Yeah. So do I.
I mean, when you over prep.
Yeah. That's my opinion. Actually, I didn't prep for that. That just shot right out of my asshole, I think.
Did you prep for the napkin throw?
No.
Did you prep for your time in the bushes?
No, I don't remember that. I was so out there. I might have been a little intoxicated.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, let's just get, we're going to get way into this later in the week on different pods because we will have Angie to grill and talk to about it. I got to talk about
what. Is it grill or drill? Grill? I always get that confused.
I think you can say either, but
well,
drill is like, I'm going to drill you for questions. Grill is like, I'm pulling out information.
Grill. But that's like cooking. I don't understand that.
Oh my God.
But
is that like cooking?
It's like totally like cooking. But let me just tell you, when I was in the castle, when they had the banishment every single day, I thought it was vanish. I thought it was banishment. I go, the banishment. And I'm like, oh, fuck, they're saying banishment.
I had the same issue.
And I couldn't even Google it because I didn't have a phone.
Well, I felt the same way when I was landing the other day from the plane and they said we're ascending. And I was like, it's descending. And they're like, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying to vanish, you disappear. So wouldn't it be logical to say you've been vanished?
Well, but
is vanished a word?
But vanished is a word, but banish is actually the
word.
What's
banish mean?
Banish means like to be kicked out. You're done.
Are you sure you're making that up?
No, I swear.
Well, what is vanish mean? You disappear. You can't come back. Why do we need the same word with a different vowel? No, it's not a vowel. Continent.
It's actually not in a continent. It's a consonant for the...
Continent. What is
consonant.
It? Consonant. Whatever.
Anywho, speaking of whatevers, how would you have felt today if I came to the pod with somebody's ashes in a Ziploc.
I'd say that's a very tiny person. That's all I can think about. When Sutton was carrying those bags, I go, he is a very tiny person.
Well, I think what I mean, I hate to use my big brain on this, but my guess was, is that Sutton isn't-
You don't have a big brain.
Are you hurting my feelings?
You don't have feelings either.
No. It's about time somebody realized it.
We are ice queens.
But my guess is that Merce gave his ashes to multiple people. So they each got a little bit of him. Avi was a little bit taken aback. I don't know if Avi is a really good actor or he's just the best part of Sutton.
I need to know how long she's had Avi and where does she find him?
Well, when I got fired, I never met him. So he was not around when I was around.
This is his second year, right?
No, I think this is his first year. She had her karaoke partner before.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Taylor Swift karaoke?
Yeah.
But anyway, she's packing for Barcelona. She's packing the ashes. They're trying to decipher. Also, I want to tell you guys, if you ever want to get ashes into a small little thing, it's not like you have to open the Ziploc and pour the whole thing in. You could have just ripped a little hole in one side of the ashes.
Can I tell you about Bronx's ashes?
No.
So I decided to open them up, you know, our dog.
And then a gust of wind came?
No, it's like sand. There's like chunks of shit in there. It's like bone. It's like, it's thick. And so I just like poured it in little Ziploc bags and gave it to each one of my kids in a little box with a picture of them on top. But it wasn't ashes. There's no ashes in this. It was like thick bones.
I don't know because I haven't ever opened the box that contained my dog's ashes. I just have the box with the little, I spent the more money on the cremation to just have it pre-done.
Well, I had it pre-done, but I opened it up to split it up.
Well, that's on you. You and Merce have a lot in common, probably dancing as
that's
well.
That's why I said to my son, here's Bronx's asshole.
But would you want to be buried or cremated?
I want to be stuffed like a Build-A-Bear.
That is absolutely frightening.
No, I say that all the time. And I want to have different outfits like Build-A-Bear. So every 3 months, they have to position me in a way that I'm not, you know, because you get rigor mortis.
You get
Riga. You get Riga. And then so they can change my clothes. And I want to be propped up in the corner of the house that Eddie moves.
What are you going to be, pickled? How do you think you're going to hold up?
I'm going to be stuffed like Build-A-Bear. You put the tube in your mouth and then all the fluff goes into your body and you're like a stuffed animal.
You're going to be like Mother God who like overdid
the... I am Mother
God. you've never seen the thing.
I want to be cremated. I don't want to be buried because I'm very claustrophobic.
I feel like at this point...
But I'm really afraid of fire too.
Avi was ready to cremate himself just so he could attend this trip for the comic relief.
I'm enjoying Avi.
I do. I agree too. But yeah. I don't know that Merce, if he's coming from all of this class and grace, that in his heart of hearts, he was like, you know where I want to be where I want my ashes thrown? Where women are fighting in a haunted house.
Yes, right? Rest in peace, Merce.
Merce, if we knew anything about ballet other than the Black Swan movie with Natalie Portman.
Yeah, I was on a plane with Natalie once. Oh, sorry.
Are you bragging? What no, are you, I was Snoop Dogg and Lisa Barlow?
Because you know, she's from Orange County. So we were on a plane and she was sitting next to me with her husband on the other aisle.
Rumor has it.
And she had her kid on the floor.
Well, what do you mean? She didn't put the kid on the floor. The kid probably wanted to be on the floor.
The kid was an infant. It was a car seat on the floor.
Was she in first class?
Yes. Well, yeah.
So. I also, before we get into this next point, the amount of people bringing glam and their assistants and...
Can we talk about how Garcelle was like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
All of it.
So can you break it down to me? Because you worked on Beverly Hills. So how does that work? So does Garcelle pay for the glam, pay for their hotel?
Yes.
Do they get paid to be there or they just get a free trip?
It depends on whatever deal you have with your glam. Like I remember my-
Is the glam on retainer? That's what I need to know.
I do not think so. But what I found odd was not only was glam there was also assistants there. Like Dorit's assistant was unpacking her. That wasn't her glam.
Well, why does she have an assistant?
Well, I mean, I have an assistant, but I don't have one that travels.
But you have
me.
A job.
Anywho,
Wait, but we need to know, why would you bring an assistant to unpack your clothes? This is insanity. I'm sorry.
They have assistants, they have glam, they have whatever. But then come at me all you want. The one person that appeared to travel without anyone,
Kyle,
was the person that's been there the longest who gets paid the most.
Okay, don't say it. I'll say it. So Kyle had no glam. She's the one that's been there the most and probably has the most money. And she, I mean, no glam at all. You see her there putting her makeup on.
See her in there putting the makeup on one of those little vanity lights that we have done an ad for.
Yes, swipe up.
I was like, Vanity Planet, I see you.
Oh my God, Vanity Planet, I love you. So I took glam one time. It was a trip to Florida. I brought my own glam. Nobody else brought their glam. Guess what happened?
What?
Everybody wanted to use my glam.
I know.
And then production got pissed off because everybody had to stagger because they wanted the glam. And I'm like, hey guys, you finished me. If you want to make some extra money, go do it. But then production got pissed off.
Yeah.
So it was a big issue.
No, they have to pay for all their glam. I do know that you can exchange having a business class ticket and you can sit and coach and then have two coach tickets.
That
kind of stuff. But all of them were in first class. I do know that my very first season, I went to New York for Fashion Week and my glam at the time, they were just like my good friends.
Is that where you walked in it pregnant?
No, I was fired the year I was pregnant. No, this was my first season. There was another.
Didn't you walk? I was coming back to me. It's coming back to me. It's coming back to me.
I did.
Did you? Was it as bad as Ramona?
My eyes weren't as bad as Ramona's, but my walk was probably worse.
It's coming back to me.
Yeah.
I feel like you were walking.
I had a camel toe.
And walking like a truck driver.
I was, but I really tried. But I was wearing Erica's shoes.
Walking like you were rode hard and put to bed wet.
I was. That's why I was pregnant.
Oh.
Anywho.
Do you know who the dad is? Oh, did it happen at Fashion Week?
No, I was like 20 weeks pregnant. But anyway, I snuck the glam into my room and we all stayed together. And
that's how you got pregnant.
This was at the first season.
Okay, sorry.
And they told me I couldn't do that anymore. So then I never brought glam again.
Yeah, they frown upon it on Orange County. They do not want you to bring glam. So they want you to be very authentic.
Anytime the girls bring glam now, they pay for it. And
on our show, you have to pay for it. And they do not want you to bring them.
And I'm not trying to be a douche lord. I mean, I guess I am a douche
lord.
That's
the first.
But I didn't really like that castle. I didn't really like any of those rooms.
Oh, yeah. I didn't either.
I normally for Beverly Hills, especially, I was like luxury.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
no, throw that to Orange County. They get the shit hotels.
I was like, I was a little bit shocked and taken aback by the two twin beds pushed together.
Spain?
Barcelona.
They're in Barcelona. I've been to Barcelona.
Yeah. I thought it was beautiful the outside, but they're like, Erica, look at your view. And then it was a tree. And I was like,
she's like, this is lovely. Lovely.
She's like, excellent. This is great. I'm glad that I'm putting my glam up somewhere more expensive than where I'm staying.
My glam has a nicer room, but this is great.
Then Kyle and Dorit, they're unpacking their stuff. And that is exactly how Kyle packs. It's always just thrown and haphazardly.
I actually like the way that Sutton pack. She had everything in a hanger and I'm thinking
because she didn't do it herself.
Can we just talk about she didn't do a great job. She took her clothes off the hanger, put them in, folded it up and left the hangers on.
I do that.
Well,
because then
I
you can just
today
pull it
I had
from
two outfits to bring.
But that hat
was fugly.
It was terrible.
That hat was fugly.
But then
and Garcelle called her out on that.
Thank God. Garcelle, I do appreciate that you will call people out even when you're friends with them when it comes to their fashion, fashions. But Dorit wonders if Kyle is looking for her next husband on the trip. Do you feel like Dorit is giving Kyle extra jabs in her talking heads this year?
I think it's bullshit. I think that comment was rude and disrespectful to her. She's not divorced. I don't even know at this point if they were separated. I don't even know what they are at this stage in the filming. But to say something like that, I thought was just... Kyle's been married 20 plus years. Like, give her some grace.
And also, I'm sorry, Dorit, you've never worn some outfits where you show your body?
I'm starting to think the girls are jealous of Kyle's rockin' body. That's what I'm starting to think.
Well, I'm also wondering if Dorit took a confessional class prior to this season, because all of a sudden she is able to give those sound bites and do them.
Well, I said to a friend, I go, she's getting fed these bites. She's getting fed these bites. But I do like that Kyle like slap back with the, I'm sorry, I'm not like a 1920s nun or something, whatever. Oh, yeah. I can't remember what it was. I'm just making that up, but it was something like that. And they do a flashback of her in that outfit. I mean, come on.
It was a dress that, I mean, half of us own. Please.
It was just,
I'm sorry she was unpacking her own bras and underwear.
I'm sorry I don't need professional glam to look good, bitches.
Sorry.
Sorry for my fabulousness.
Okay, then they sit down at the table after, you know, now they're in the haunted house. Everybody's worried. Anne Marie then sits down and says the first thing. Well, they're all making small talk. Nobody's doing the work.
Yeah. And then we got to talk about the elephant in the room.
And then Anne Marie's must have.
That's as good as for the love. For the love.
The elephant.
I am so sick on Housewives Show. Can we talk about the elephant in the room?
I've never seen an elephant in any room.
I've never seen. And what does that, what does that mean?
It means there's something ginormous we're not talking about. But if there was an elephant to walk in here right now, I'm pretty sure we'd fucking talk about it right away.
I'm pretty sure I'd fucking run. That's what I would do. I'm like, elephant, get me the fuck out of here.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I do want to issue a congratulatory note to Crystal because I officially liked her for one episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and that was last week's. But this week's now.
So you didn't like her this week? Tell me why. Tell me, Teddy.
Well, this is...
Tell me, Teddy. That's a good podcast.
Tell me, Teddy. Okay, I'm not saying that I particularly loved Anne Marie's performance either, but, and knowing both human beings,
yeah,
off the show, I can say there is something about Crystal that always, when she talks about housewives, not just the people, but doing the show, it's like, oh my God. You know, like, it's just, I have to do this. And it's
like,
just,
she's above it.
Yes. So when Anne Marie said that, I could imagine, I recognized the two other people in that picture. I was like, hey, Jen Lavidian. Like, I could imagine they were all hanging out.
That flashback picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anne Marie probably went to that party.
Wait, do you know one of the girls in the picture? Why don't you ask her?
Because I'm not as close with them as Crystal is. Well, and I don't.
You are Teddy fucking Walters. Like, why have you not?
Because I don't need to ask her, because I already know that Crystal off camera consistently talks about the show. Like, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to do this. This is so
interesting.
That being said, Anne Marie.
So you're choosing Anne Marie over Crystal?
No.
Okay, so explain. I'm just
saying that Anne Marie has a point and the editors proved it.
You're basically saying that Crystal said those things.
I don't even have to say that. I watched the editors rewind back tape to a confessional where Crystal did say that.
So do you think that Crystal should just admit she said that?
I think Crystal should say, listen, sometimes I think you guys are petty or what.
She said it to their faces before, right?
She said, those are big words. I don't know that you guys can handle big words. Those types of things that she says.
Okay. All right.
I like that Crystal's activated. I just wish before Anne Marie got this activated all the time, like, I'll get you next, maybe we would see that she had an authentic friendship with one person. I'm just afraid she's going to talk about my esophagus, and I know nothing about it.
I'm afraid she's going to punch me in the esophagus.
But then I do think the women believed Anne Marie in this moment.
Well, I think we're going to find out next episode, because I think that they were like, but I think their dislike for Anne Marie is so strong that they're like, we're not going there.
Yeah, I mean,
we're going to leave this alone. We know it probably happened, but I don't want to hear about anybody's esophagus anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Anne Marie went in too hard over something that nobody cares about.
Can I just, okay. So you have somebody on the show, their personality, they take out the strongest part of your personality. Sometimes you can look an asshole. Yeah. I'm speaking from experience. You know her off the show.
No, which person?
Anne Marie.
Not well. You don't. Okay. Like, I know her from, we've never drank alcohol together. Like, I see her at my son's football game.
So that's how you get to know people.
Like, we've never been to a dinner. We've never partied together.
Can,
like,
I have some more champagne, please?
Speaking of, you know what? I feel like I get the real Tam after we've had a couple of these, and I would assume you feel the same way about me.
Yes.
Seeing your kids at seeing somebody at a kid's sporting event, I don't think is a true judge of their shadiest character.
Right, but I do want to believe that Anne Marie is a good person. She's fun, because the Anne Marie that we're showing on the show right now is not that interesting or likable.
Do you want to know my take?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I guess so.
I think that Anne Marie and Crystal bother each other because they're very similar.
Okay, like they're kind of like you. Like a, what's it called?
I think they're
atypical. No, what? No, it's a mole.
You just compared me to the world's worst Beverly Hills housewives. No. Thanks a lot.
No, I mean, they are very in control of what they say and do. They're what's it called? Type A, not atypical.
No,
Type A.
I was actually not going to say, because they're Type A. I tend to like a Type A person, like a Dr. Nicole, who's somebody I would like to compare myself to.
Okay.
Because I'm delusional. I'm delulu, as the kids say. But I actually think they could be a little braggalicious.
Oh, I don't like a braggalicious.
A little braggalicious.
Did you just make that word up?
No,
it's very Slate cute. Says I it. Feel like we should.
Oh. Slate says it.
Oh, okay. You were really cool for making that word up. But yay, Slate.
Don't worry. Anything cool I could ever say, my kids told me. But I think they can both be the type that tell you how great they are.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Did you hear I won like the 40? I think it was like
the variety's top 40
most powerful. Oh, yeah. I didn't know if you heard that.
That was fucking iconic.
I wanted to let you know that I just got a delivery the other day, and it's a big giant plaque saying Tamara made the, and they did like it, but I don't want to brag.
I don't want to brag, but
Bragalicious.
My horse just won the $25,000 Derby this past week at the horse show.
Was your asshole on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my god.
I'm
so happy for you.
Thank you so much. I'm not going to spend a penny of it on you.
Wait, you won money?
$25,000.
Oh, I thought it was just like, he won the $25,000 award. Like, I don't even know what that means. No,
I'm going to brag. I'm going to brag about money, not about an award.
Oh my God. What are you buying me?
Nothing. I'm just spending more money to show horses.
Yeah, to get him new shoes. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Okay. This part was very lackluster because you could tell Erica wanted a big response.
Yes. I'm loving Erica.
Me too.
Loving Erica this season.
I would love a back pillow right now, but it's fine. I'll just keep sitting up straight in a full sweat.
Yes. I know my pits are sweating.
I am sweating and I'm starting. It's getting a little,
it's getting a little
musty.
Great. I've smelt a musty teddy before.
I've seen an unwashed Tamara P hand, yeah, so it is what it is.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
But Erica gets all excited. They're all sitting around in the haunted house. Erica gets an email from the district court office on her appeal regarding the earrings. The court wants the trustee to prove that the money used to pay for the earrings was actual client trust fund money. Erica says this should be a win is a win.
Yeah.
I do feel like, yes, the women only want to celebrate each other's misfortune, and especially Erica's.
Welcome to the world of housewives.
But I also didn't fully understand what was being said. And I'm not that smart, but I don't really know if this is.
So she's saying that possibly she could get the earrings back because they don't feel like they can't prove that the money that was spent on the earrings was from Tom's firm.
That it was from the victims. Like, it could have just been money. Because
Tom's firm. So whatever money came into his firm. So she's hoping she gets money back. So this is a victory.
Essentially, it's saying that there, because it's now taken out of
it's not my fucking fault, is what she's saying.
She's saying it's been taken out of the big dog court.
Yeah.
And it's now in a little dog court. So clearly,
It just scares me.
I don't know. But then.
But they didn't even give a shit. They didn't even say like, oh my God, I'm sorry or anything. She's just looking like, come on. I need everybody to apologize to me.
No one did.
No.
Not even one person.
Shocker.
Not even one person. And then they get in the car and Sutton starts burping in the back seat. And Crystal says she's going to throw up. And then Crystal gets out of the veins. Listen, I sent this text message to a couple people today because.
Why do her veins get big?
I just wanted to say this. I need to. These are my veins today. Do I need to go to the emergency room?
Well, sometimes when you're very lean, you're very vascular. So like.
You're a CRNA right now or.
No, I'm just in the fitness industry. I'm saying like Eddie, when he gets really lean.
So you're saying I'm lean and
you're very lean. So you will have low body fat. You will have very, you know, you can see your veins. But I mean, there's other medical conditions, I'm sure, where your veins pop out or whatever. But
I also need to know if 911, this is.
Works in Spain.
Is 911 work in all the countries?
No, it doesn't. No. But so I almost died when Kyle was like, let's call 911. I'm like, go ahead and let me watch, please.
But my favorite part was not one person chimed in that it wasn't 911.
I know. I'm like, you got to push 011 and then 911 and then you're going to get somebody.
It's actually 112. Clearly somebody fed us that line. We had no idea. So.
Are you kidding me right now? I knew that.
Why? From all the times you break your feet overseas? Yes,
I have actually. Yeah, I was only in Mexico when I got hurt. That's it.
Damn it.
And that's just like crawl out your hotel room and hope somebody takes you to the hospital.
But I am going to say this. As much as Crystal and Anne-Marie aren't always our most favorite to view.
Yeah.
This episode would have had not one thing to talk
not
about
one
without them.
Thing. No.
Thank goodness. For them to be activated over things. But everything they're fighting about is off camera.
I know. That's annoying. So annoying. Do you think that we're going to hear about the esophagus all season long?
No, I think we're going to move on to the things they've said off camera and never have proof. What is your prediction for the seat order at the reunion?
Oh, shit. Well, Kyle always gets first seat. Always.
But who will be next to Kyle? I'm trying to lay this out in my head. My guess is one side of the couch is Kyle. It's getting a little tricky because Erica popped off on Watch What Happens Live, but my guess is Kyle, Erica.
Wait, Kyle next to Erica or on the other side? Like, no, first like date.
Kyle on this side.
And then
first
Andy.
Date. No, Andy, Kyle, Erica.
It's tough.
It's tough. It's I don't tough. Know. The Dorit. And then who's on the, no, but, and then Anne-Marie.
Is Anne-Marie going?
is Anne-Marie a housewife? We got to take a little break and talk about Miami and Mexico.
Yeah.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back to talk about Real Housewives of Miami. The women land in Mexico City. Gertie tells the women that her second surgery went well and there are no more cancer cells, but she needs to start chemo. Gertie's doctor gave her the okay to drink. I mean, the fact that she's even saying they gave her the okay to drink makes me really annoyed at all the
now,
women.
I don't know if you noticed, but I have been curious about, because, you know, Gertie shaved her head and she went on Instagram Live, not Instagram Live, but Instagram, and said that she's actually having, she keeps having to shave her head, or Russell is, because the top of her hair is not growing.
Yeah.
And she's doing a thing like massaging her scalp and asking for help. And it just, it literally broke my heart.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh my gosh, like chemo is, it does so many things to the body, and like nerve endings and things like that. It's just so sad. Like now, I just,
and
if you guys have any advice for Gertie, like send it to her, because she's really asking for help on this.
And I think even though we know that at this point Gertie is cancer free,
yes,
it's still very heartbreaking to watch because you know the aftermath is just, it's continual. Then they go and their outfits were really good this episode. I can say I appreciated everyone's looks.
Yep.
Their looks.
They look good.
Larsa says it hurts her feelings when Alexia said that Larsa only invites her to events that involve her business. Alexia says it's true. Then Larsa says she doesn't have a Todd, so she needs to work. Then Alexia says that is disrespectful and no one knows what Todd provides her. Larsa says she can't rely on anyone. And Alexia says she relied on Scotty for 23 years. My favorite part of this entire thing, and then we'll get into this, was Marisol going through menopause in the middle of the entire fight.
She's like me.
I'm going through, this is no shade. Like I'm perimenopausal right now. I'm sweating through my clothes.
But I'm going to just throw this out there. I think she's already gone through menopause.
Well, I don't know how old she is.
She's in her 50s.
What age did you go through menopause?
I never really noticed any menopause symptoms because I had an ablation in my 40s because I was having some issues. And I've never had night sweats. I've never had anything. No issues whatsoever. But again.
So now you're bragging again.
I guess, yes. I'll put you in the same
bragalicious.
But my mom had a hysterectomy when in her 40s and she's never been on hormones and never had any kind of issues. Yeah. So I think it's a genetic thing.
But I do like Larsa, but I think in this particular fight,
I have two words.
What?
Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, I know. Not only does she have Scottie Pippen money, now she's dating Michael Jordan's son.
He's a billionaire. His family's a billionaire. But, and I love them to death and I love them together, but also she has OnlyFans money. I mean, let's not act like she doesn't have money. She's got money.
But also, let's not act like it was a compliment to say you have Todd. Let's not act like that.
Well, I do think that she said it as a compliment. No, I do because, I mean, I don't know what Todd does, but obviously he's very wealthy. And I think that she says, like, you have somebody taking care of you. But we can't discredit the fact that she had Scottie fucking Pippen. She's married to him for 20-something years.
But also, my MVP of this moment was Lisa. Because when Larsa's trying to have a conversation with her about it, she's like, it's not like Jody pays for you. And she's like, not yet. Like,
but she said on Watch It Happens Live that he pays for half her rent.
I know, but at that point,
Larsa, I think that her message that she was trying to get across did not come across clearly because it just didn't really make any sense because she has an amazing man in her life and it sounds like they're going to get married and he's very wealthy and she does very well for herself. She's a hustler.
And now instead of having sex 4 times a day, she's having sex 5 times.
Oh my God, the bladder infection of it all.
And then I know that you and I are probably going to disagree on this, but then Larsa asked Lisa if she ever goes through Jody's phone. Lisa says no. Lisa says she didn't have Lenny's passcode until he cheated on her. Lenny wants to build Lisa a house. Okay. I don't necessarily... It's one thing to have your significant other's password, but to have the same password, I find odd.
Do
you know Eddie's password?
He has given it to me in the past, but I don't care. Like,
his phone to make a call?
No. He's like, this is how you do it.
Why does he have one of those swirly ones? That's above my pay grade.
And so I'm like, I don't have any need to look at your phone. I just don't. I think because I trust him so much that I'm just like, I don't really have any need. He knows my passcode because it's a number that we know very well.
Oh, great. Now I'll figure it out.
No, you won't.
I guarantee I will tonight.
You probably will. You're such a freak. But I just like, I don't care. Like, I don't, if you trust somebody you're with, I mean, maybe I'm a fool or maybe it's like what I don't know is not going to hurt me. Well, I don't know what it is.
I'm glad you don't know my password either because those text messages are coming in hot.
Oh, fuck.
But either way, all of that conversation, it's, you know, it is what it is. We know each other's passwords because we all share iPads and shit, like all of our kids and stuff. But I would never in a million years want my ex-husband or my soon-to-be ex-husband to be building me my home.
I don't understand that because they have a horrible relationship.
You want to pick out fucking faucets together? No, thank you.
But why was he? Why is he offering this?
If because he's so he wants horrible. To have control of it.
Listen, if somebody wants to build me a house to live in, have at it. I would love that. But why? I don't believe that.
Because he doesn't want to spend the money on a house that she actually wants. So he wants to buy some shit box, tear it down, and then create another shit box for her and make her believe that it's nice.
Listen, build me a shit box any day. I'm fine with it.
Fine. I'll build you a shit box.
Okay. Shit box coming my way.
Listen, if
I'm going to hold you to it,
but
as soon as I get that $100 about the Frank thing, I'm going to believe that's going to come true.
But can we talk one more thing about the sex thing? If Marcus is having sex with Larsa 5 times a day, how would he even have the energy to text anybody?
How's she walking? How is she walking? That's all I want to know.
No, no wonder they both were vanished from the Trader House so close to one another.
One was murdered. One was banished.
I don't really know the difference in that. That's what I don't really know.
Well, you better read up on this because when you get on that show, you're going to need to know it.
Well, I mean, it's weird. I haven't gotten any offer letters.
Oh, well, let me make a phone call.
She hasn't done anything for me yet. We'll see how it goes. Then Kiki tells Gertie about Larsa's interview where Larsa said Gertie had fake tears.
I just love that, Kiki. Why can't she just hold whatever they're holding, a mojito, whatever it is?
No, is mojito?
I don't know what
they
hold.
Or is that New Jersey?
That's Jersey. I don't know what it is. Why would Jersey hold a mojito? They would hold a freaking knife.
I don't know.
Knife.
Why did Jen Aiden wear those pants and matching shirt to Madonna?
That's a whole nother conversation.
And then why would Jen Fessler, to Jersey Jays, please let us know why you wore it as a shirt?
Well, I just after it fell off of her leg. Fessler today, just right now, I just talked to her.
Well, I don't need to see polka dots. Listen, I'm Cruella DeVille.
Polka dots are coming in. They're back in.
Great. I can't wait to see them this year on you. I wore them one time.
And I have no fashion sense whatsoever. So,
well, my nipple cover is almost out and I'm in a full sweat because there's no air conditioning where we are. So I'm really clearly in a place to
stink a little.
Mm-hmm. I do think Kiki should be.
When she put that vibrator on her face after it's been who knows where, I was like, she's my girl. I like her. She's good.
I don't actually like those kind of vibrators.
I don't either.
But you can go to my Instagram and buy the cock rings I like. Those are my best sellers.
Are you really pimping cock rings right now?
Nobody's paying me to do it, but I just really want to give back. I also want to just talk a little bit about Kiki's gaydar. It's slightly askew.
Well, she said, I don't care if he's gay or straight.
But she also didn't know what 7 minutes in the closet meant.
I don't know what that means.
Did you not go to middle school?
Yeah, in the 1900s. Like, what do you want from my life? Like, we were selling bubble yum in middle school. We weren't talking about cock rings or whatever you're talking about. 7 minutes in.
You never played Spin the Bottle?
Yes, that was my first kiss.
Yeah, I know. So Spin the Bottle. And then the next step, once you've already done Spin the Bottle, is 7 minutes in heaven.
You did that in middle school?
In eighth grade, but 7 minutes in heaven was not sex. You just would go
Seven minutes in the closet, not heaven.
But
you just changed the name of the game.
No, it's the same game.
Okay.
It's the same game. You go into the closet and then you let people believe whatever happened happened. Most of the
what
time.
What happened in your closet?
Ryan Olsen kissed me with peanut butter breath. It wasn't that great.
Joey Spencer, he kissed me. Joey Spencer kissed me. I don't know. Hi, Joey Spencer. But yeah.
Ryan, haven't seen you on the gram lately. Don't know if we follow each other.
Yeah,
but
Joey Spencer.
Shouldn't have eaten a Reese's peanut butter cup
really
before the makeup.
Cute. Really, really cute.
Yeah, if either one.
They're not listening. They're probably like, yeah.
Maybe their wives do.
I don't know. Joey Spencer from Covina.
Ryan Olsen from Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. We called him 902 and Olsen.
Oh.
It was the 90s. Unlike,
is that where you met Shep?
70s?
Is that where you met Shep?
No, I met him in the third grade. Okay.
Third grade?
Yeah.
Is that when he quit school?
No, he's actually, he's educated unlike us.
He's edumacated?
He's edumacated unlike us.
What did he do? I like him actually.
He went to all the schools. He went to a fancy boarding school and then he went to colleges.
Colleges. He went to colleges.
He went to colleges.
That's great.
Then at dinner, Gertie asked Larsa. I mean, this episode, a lot of people were coming at Larsa.
I know. My girl, I love you, Larsa.
What about when Julia says to Larsa, what about when Marcus grabbed that girl's ass and then they all start.
Oh my God. Then the flashbacks. And she's like, we weren't really serious then.
But then they're like, it was over Thanksgiving.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. All I know is them as a couple right now. When you first start dating, like maybe you're first not serious, start dating, it's like, different. It's like
I was still hooking up with
Matt Damon. By the way, can I tell you a little story?
By the way, that was before Edward.
Can I tell you a little story?
What?
So I'm in the car with Spencer and his girlfriend, Jordan, Sophia. And my phone has a magnet that sticks to my dashboard.
And Matt Damon called you?
No. Yes. And Teddy Mellencamp sent me a text message. And Spencer's in a new relationship with this girl, right? So he's trying to like impress, maybe name drop or whatever. He's like, oh, Teddy, is that girl that slept with Matt Damon? And I went, oh my, first of all, clearly he listens to my fucking podcast.
No,
right?
Clearly he reads People magazine.
Yeah, obviously. And I'm like, I go, what? He's like, I'm just saying, didn't she sleep with Matt Damon? And I go, okay, Spencer.
By the way, I've never confirmed or denied this information.
Well, I can confirm it. Because you told me.
Fucking asshole. You want to know what? She waited till we were on a live podcast to out me on it.
But I feel like I had to out you because you did something shady to me.
No, I hadn't yet. I was planning on it.
Hadn't yet.
But I was going to.
Okay. Well, maybe you can do it on our live show.
Oh my gosh. The options are endless on ways that I could screw people over on this live show. I hope that if you haven't purchased tickets, you zip on over and
purchase your ticket.
It will be coming out soon. But then Gertie says Larsa is the fakest of them all. Gertie says Larsa will never apologize or admit to being wrong. I feel
like knowing Larsa, I don't think she's fake at all. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I do feel like Larsa may wake up with a black eye with all the hits she took this episode. But she doesn't. I do like, and I hope that one day I can grow up to be this way. She doesn't really seem to be bothered 50. By it. I'm actually not almost 50. I'm 42. How old is Larsa Pippen and how old are you?
She's 49, 50. I'm 50-ish.
And so I'm still waiting to grow up. I have a lot of growing up
to
do.
You have a lot of growing up to do.
But thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. We have so many special guests. We also have a live show coming up. Tamara and I will do our best not to give each other black eyes or start burner accounts throughout the next couple of days, but we'll see how that goes.
Anything.
Listen, if I can get some compromising photos of you, I get my ass on OC.
Oh my God. If I only ran into a house. Okay. Nice to talk to you.
Bye.
Don't drink and drive. Drink responsibly.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.